Support for NPR comes from the Overbrook Foundation, supporting Catalog Choice, a service that allows customers to decide which catalogs to receive in the mail at catalogchoice.org.
Communities across Illinois are dealing with existing floodwater this morning and bracing for more flooding that's been predicted. The National Weather Service is forecasting rain across much of the soggy state for today and is warning that already flooded rivers will continue to rise. U.S. Senators Dick Durbin and Barack Obama are calling to the federal government for help in battling flood and storm damage in Illinois. Yesterday, Senator Durbin visited Lerna in Coles County, where several houses were destroyed after a tornado.
Support for NPR.
Some of those homes have been wrecked. They're people, they're just uninhabitable. And many, many families who just struggled to get by lost everything. A lot of them don't have any kind of insurance to turn to. And so if our request for a national federal disaster assistance is approved in the next few days, we'll be able to come in with some agencies to give those businesses and families a little help.
Durbin says additional pumps, sandbags, and generators are needed to battle floods along the Mississippi and Illinois rivers. He hopes that the Federal Emergency Management Agency will act fast to provide these materials. He says the floods are too severe for local agencies to handle alone. Northwestern Indiana officials are taking a new look at whether one of its hospitals needs to have a top-level trauma center. The discussions come as a nearby Illinois hospital plans to close its center on July 1st. Indiana has trauma centers in Indianapolis, Evansville, Fort Wayne, and South Bend. The Cook County Medical Examiner's Office says the 64-year-old Michigan truck driver who crashed a semi-trailer into a Chicago Transit Authority train station in April has died in a Chicago hospital. The office says further investigation is planned into the death of Donald Wells of Metamora, Michigan. And Cook County Sheriff's Police have conducted another prostitution sting operation involving the popular online classified site Craigslist.org. The latest sting has resulted in the arrest of 76 men and women on prostitution-related charges.
From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. Floodwaters in Iowa's two biggest cities, Des Moines and Cedar Rapids, are beginning to recede. But there may be more thunderstorms in Cedar Rapids today, and officials say the most immediate problem is the drinking water. Three of the city's four collection wells have been contaminated. Brett Voorhees is the spokesman for Iowa's Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management.
People are being asked to conserve. Some of their wells have been contaminated, so we're asking people to be very cautious. This is not a time to run your dishwasher or run your wash your car. This is a time where they need to conserve the water that's in the system.
Thousands of people across eastern Iowa remain evacuated from their homes, and many highways and bridges are still closed because of high water. NPR's David Shaper has more on the flooding from Cedar Rapids.
The next city likely to get more water than it can handle is Iowa City, home of the University of Iowa, which has the overflowing Iowa River raging right through campus. Close to 1,000 homes, businesses, and campus buildings in Iowa City have been evacuated, and the Iowa River is not expected to crest until Monday or Tuesday. A levee broke in Des Moines Saturday, flooding a neighborhood of about 250 homes. But the Des Moines River crested earlier and at a lower level than anticipated, allowing the city to lift its evacuation orders for much of Des Moines last night. Still, Des Moines Mayor Frank County says his city isn't in the clear just yet.
I think it's prudent for us to continue to evaluate all of our levee systems, watch water. We're going to watch the weather. We need to watch all of those things.
Things are, however, getting a little bit better here in Cedar Rapids. I'm standing in the street at what is now the leading edge of the floodwaters from the Cedar River, and these waters have retreated a good 2.5 blocks or more from where they stood late Friday afternoon. But as the floodwaters recede, the feeling of shock and awe that people here had at the sheer amount of water that deluged their city is giving way to the harsh reality of what the floodwaters have left behind.
My house is basically going to be destroyed inside and out, a two-story house is going to be gone.
Sean Klepp has just stepped off a boat. She was guiding rescuers to her mother-in-law's house to save her pets. When they couldn't get in, they went past her house nearby, where